like Rav Acha Bayakov said. Rav Papa says Poshid, Yom Kippurim Gufa is called Shabbos. Who Gufa Shabbos Ikri? Tehsev Tishmasu Shabbatchem. The Torah says Yom Kippur Gufa. So Melo Yom Kippur Gufa has a din like a Shabbos. And Rashi says, He Gufa Shabbos Ikri. Uvalav Gzeir Shav, even without a Gzeir Shavam of Yom Kippurim to Shabbos. Nami Nafki Minei. Ubei, learn enough Yom Kippur itself. Tehivun Dikri Shabbos. Since Yom Kippurim is called the Shabbos, Linyan Inuim, have a like a Shabbos Danish Lazaro. So all the mitzvahs of Yom Kippurim, the Inyan of Inuit, not Tidon Yom Kippurim, it has the same halacha like Shabbos, that the only reason why you get an Einish is because there's an Azara. So here also, Yom Kippurim is as if the Torah said, Alav, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippurim. Mor says, Bishleim Rav Papa L'Yom Krav Acher B'Yakov, Rav Papa just said that Yom Kippurim Gufa is called Shabbos. Was it Tishmasu Shabbatchem, that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos. So Rav Papa is very good. He doesn't learn like Rav Acher B'Yakov to make a Gzeir Shavam, because the Kroa, the Ksiva, the Gufa Yodif. It's better to bring a posse that talks about Yom Kippur itself. It's better to say that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos. Don't have to go make a Gzeir Shavam, Shabbos, Shabbos from Shabbos Bereshis. It's better Rav Papa's posse of Tishmasu Shabbatchem. The posse says Gufa Shabbos, Yom Kippur is called the Shabbos. Shrasha Tishmasu Shabbatchem. Or Mishabbos Shabbos and Legomar, the Ikri Shabbos. This is when Rabuya called in Yonah their Kilomim of Beresh Pirkin. The Papa says that post, the Shabbos Shabbos, we learn for something else. For the five Inuyim, what you're not allowed to do, the Esmach is what you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippurim. But I call upon the Papa says, the post says, Tishmashu Shabbatchem, that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos. It's good. El Rav Acha B'Yakov, my time will Yomach Rav Papa. How come Rav Acha B'Yakov had a dray and say, I have a Gzeir Shabbos from Shabbos here to Shabbos Bereshis? What's wrong with Rav Papa's posik that the Torah calls Yom Kippur Gufa Shabbos? Sumar says, Mi boyle l'katanya. Rav Acha B'Yakov holds no. This posik of Tishmasu Shabbatchem we need for a different drasha. It's not common to teach us that Yom Kippur itself is called the Shabbos. It's for a different drasha. The what? The posik says, V'yanisim et nafshoseichem betisha l'chodesh. You're supposed to like fast. V'yanisim. Put yourself in panic and pain and don't eat. When? On the ninth day. On the ninth day of Tishrei, you should fast. So Yochel, I would think, Yascho v'yisayna b'tisha. Maybe the pasuk means mamish. You have to start fasting on the ninth day. On Erev Yom Kippur, you have to start fasting. Talmud Lehem, the pasuk says, no be'erev, at night time. The ninth day at night on Yom Kippur, that's when you have to start fasting. E be'erev, it says at night time, Yochel mishatechshach. Maybe you only have to start mamish after Tzeitz Kechavim, like when it's night. And there's no mitzvah, Tosis Yom Kippurim, to start fasting even Mevoi Joim when it's still daytime. Talmud Lehem, the apostle says, no, but Tisha. It says, yes, on the ninth day also you have to fast. So it's a theorem. One says, Tisha, you have to fast. And then it says, no, start Erev at nighttime. So what's the pshat? Okay, said, how could it be? The Teretz says, there's a mitzvah of Tosis Yom Kippurim, that Maschel or Misan Mevoi Joim. You have to taka start fasting a few minutes before Yom Kippur really starts. Al Tosis Yom Kippurim. And Mikan, from here it's a limud. Shemoisifin mechol al kodesh. There's the mitzvah's essay to add from chol, from Erev Yom Kippurim, onto Yom Kippur. You should accept upon yourself, be mekabel upon yourself, Yom Kippur a little bit before. Before Shkia, be mekabel upon yourself, Yom Kippurim. V'yein li'ela b'chnisosai. I only know so far at the beginning. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you should add a little bit to it, start before. What about the Yitziyosim Yinayin? How do I know I might saw Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur also, I shouldn't go teat the second Tzeitzik Chavim is, but I should wait a little bit longer teat. I should be Moisiv, add a little bit more to Yom Kippur at the end. Talmud Lehem, the Pasuk says, May Erev Aderev. From like evening to evening, even the second evening, the might saw Yom Kippur, also you're supposed to add to it, make it a little bit longer. Now, V'yein li'yelub Yom Kippurim. So far, the Pasuk now is talking about V'nisim et nashoseichem, about the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah says, say, Tosis Yom Kippurim, add to it at the beginning and the end. What about Yom Tovim Minayin? How do we know on Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos? You also have the mitzvah says, say, to be Moisif on Yom Tiv, to start a little bit earlier. Talmud Lehem, that's supposed to care by Yom Kippur, Tishbesu. You should rest. In other words, to say, just like Yom Kippurim has the mitzvah essay of Tosis Yom Kippurim, whenever it's called Tishbesu, whatever's called the Shabbos, you also have to rest. See, Yom Tovim is also called the Shabbos. You also have to be Mekabel Yom Tov a little bit earlier. Ein li yele Yom Tovim. Shabbos is minayin. How do we know even the Shabbos? Talmud Lehem Shabbatchem. His Tishmasu Shabbatchem means Zayin Tishmasu, Zayin a Yom Tov. Zayin a Shabbos, there's this mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. How does it come out? Wherever the Torah says Loshon Shabbosos is Mikan Shemoisifin Mechol HaLakodesh. You have a mitzvah essay to add a little bit more to Shabbos. The Mekabel Shabbos a little bit before Shkia. That's the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Who has in a Tosfos Yom Kippur Mosom? There's a mitzvah that to Mekabel upon yourself Yom Tov a little bit earlier. It's a chakir in the Achronim. If your mamash have to have a Kabbalah, or is enough just not to do Melacha? In other words, by Yom Tovim, the Tosfos is not to do Melacha. So some say it's enough just the fact you don't do Melacha a few minutes before Shkia, you're Mekayim this mitzvah to have Tosfos Yom Kippurim, or Tosfos Shabbos. Some Achronim want to say no, the mitzvah is taka to be Mekabel upon yourself. Shabbos Nogeya, that on Muscle Friday, when you want to be Mekabel Shabbos, you should speak out and say, I want to be Mekabel Shabbos, I'll be before Shkia. But in order to Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, you should be Mekabel upon yourself Shabbos a little bit earlier before Shkia. So it's an Indian to speak it out, that's what some hold. There's a little bit problem about davening Mincha late on Friday. A little bit of a problem. Because some say, if you Mekabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos already, you can't daven Mincha. So if you want to daven Mincha on Friday, a little bit of problem. So therefore, on Friday, the best thing is, if it's possible to daven mincha earlier, could they finish before Shkia, that before Shkia you should be able to say, I'm going to come upon myself Tosfos for Shabbos. But even if not, the other Peshittas have told that, like we're saying, Tosfos for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have to speak out to be Mekabel. The Ikinyan is just not to do Melacha. So as long as you stop doing work a few minutes before Shkia, you're Mekayim this mitzvah of Tosfos or Shabbos. So they'll learn, it could be, it's not a spirit of davening mincha. Even though you stopped doing malacha, but I call upon him, you can still daven mincha. As long as maybe you didn't speak it out beferish, or you didn't daven mizma shil yom shabbos. Because if you were mekabel shabbos mama, you said mizma shil yom shabbos, then you can't daven mincha anymore. Right. So Mela, that's what Rav Acha by Yaakov. He didn't like to dash in the word tishmasu shabbatchem to tell me that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos, to teach me that Yom Kippur has a lav, an azora, for the inui, because he uses this pasuk to teach me that there's a mitzvah essay of Tosfos Shabbos by Shabbos. Rashi Boilek Ratanya, l'shay Yom Tovim, v'lo Yom Kippurim koi. That this pasuk of Tishmasu and Shabbatchem is teaching us Zay Yom Tov, Zay Shabbos also has this new mitzvah essay of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Tov. So the Marvatono, the Yetzim Etzim, Hai Batisha Lachodesh Ma Yovidlei. Hey, the Mandiyom before that said, we learned that Etzim Etzim. That's what we learned out, that the Yitzuma Shayim, Yom Kippur only starts with Yitzuma Shayim. So what do I have to have Tisha Lachodesh for? So Rashi learns that Matana the Etzim Etzim, Mid Yitzvach Lamute, Litais Vesachol, Meinish, O Meazoro, Memela Shamina de Maisifin, Vaiven Isim Atisha Ma Yovidlei. We had a Mandiyom before the Dashin, it says, Etzim Ayoyim Azeh. By the Melocha and by the Inui. So they learned, you know when there's a lav, or when there's a chorus, if you eat, or you do Melocha, only on Yom Kippur itself, after Tzeitz Kechovim. But on Tzeitz Kippurim, before Tzeitz Kechovim, there's no Azara, there's no chorus. But at Kol Parim, there is a mitzvah essay. Like, if there's no mitzvah of Tzeitz Yom Kippurim, what do I need a pasuk for? Etzem, to say the Azara, the Einish, only applies to Yom Kippur, Pshita. Why would I think you get an Einish if you eat earlier? Elamai, this man the Yama holds for sure, that there is a mitzvah essay to Mekabel upon yourself, Yom Kippurim earlier, before Shkia. So then I would think, maybe if you eat then, or you do Malacha then, you Chayiv Koris, Talmud Lerma the pasuk, no, V'yetzem Ayayim Ezem, the Chayiv Koris, of Malacha and Inui is only on Yom Kippur itself. But I call upon him, I know from this man Yama that we have the mitzvah essay to be Mekabel Yom Kippur a little bit earlier. So Vizoy, what do I do with the Pasuk Tisha? What does he do with the Pasuk Tisha? It says you have to fast on the ninth day. We know you don't have to. So the Gemara, Vatana the Etzim Etzim, Hai Batisha Lachodesh Mayovidle, what does he do with the Pasuk to fast on the ninth day? Is Miboyle Likatanya, Chia Barav Midifta. Like Chia Barav Midifta learned. The Tony Chia Barav Midifta. The Apostle says, V'yanisim es nashra seichim. He's supposed to fast. Batisha on the ninth day. Is the kasha of the Batisha misanin? Is it true? Do we mamish fast on the ninth day? V'aloi b'yesim misanin. Everybody knows Yom Kippur is the tenth day of Tishrei, not the ninth day. Eloi meloch. The Apostle is teaching us like this. That kol ha'oichel v'shoysa b'chi. whoever does the special mitzvah of eating on the ninth day, of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, is malal makosif. The chesed of Hashem is that Kosh Boku counts it kilo esanem, as if mamash we fasted. Shiv yasiri. Mamash the chesed Hashem, Hashem has rachmonos on us, that he gives us this mitzvah to eat, and if we eat, it's considered as if we fasted. That's John the Pasuk. Fetisha means you're fasting, but not that you really have to fast, but eating is considered like you fasted. But then the Mishnah says, Ochal oichlin shenirin lachilam. If you eat something that's not edible, and Yom Kippur, you potter, because Pasha, you're not over lava, loy sunem. The Pasuk says, don't do something to take away your pains. But if you eat something that's harmful, it's just giving you more pains. Omer Rava, kas pilpolim b'yomet kippurim. If somebody chews raw pepolim, raw pepper, it means the real strong peppers, not our peppers we eat here, the green peppers, but the real strong peppers. If you chew it on Yom Kippur, you should not potter, because it's not edible, you burn your kishkas out. Kas dangvulib yomet kippurim. If somebody chews ginger on Yom Kippurim, it's echet potter, it's also not edible the way it is right now, it only harms you. So if we're not over the lava of Asher Lo Yisuna, but the more amazing, they have a kash on you. Since the Pasuk says, there's a mitzvah of Orla. The first 3 years in Eretz Yisrael, you have a tree growing, you can't eat its fruit. Is any your day a she'etz Michael? Don't I know that a tree gives off food? Michael. Why does the Pasuk say eats the food, that's the tree, the wood that's edible? That means to tell us, eats she'etam eats of a pure yeshavim. There's a mitzvah Orla, even a type of a fruit, that the wood and the fruit taste alike. Heavy Yoima, what are you telling me? What's the Chiddush here? Zel Popolin. They tell us that pepper. Pepper grows on a tree. There's an Indian of Orla. The first 3 years it grows, you should know Orla applies even to pepper. The Lamdachot to teach us, Shal Popolin Chayavim Borla. That if you have a pepper tree, the first 3 years it grows, you're not allowed to eat the peppers. And Vaita, V'yein Eretz Yisroel Chaser Klum. It's like a Shrach, it's all not missing anything. It even has peppers. The Pasuk says, "Lesechta kol bo." Nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. But I call upon the sinter's chayiv in Orla. Mashma is called an achila. You could eat it. Orla is on in the gate. The something that's royal achila. So how could you tell me now if you eat papolim on Yom Kippur, your potter is not royal achila? Why? Rashi papolim chayavim borlo min ilanu. And also Rashi before said, "Alma Michael korla." You see, the Torah calls it a Michael. It's called edible. So why do you say your potter on Yom Kippur? So where it says lakasha, there's no kasha. I tell you the two types of peppers here. Ho britifta. When it's dried out, and echadami, when it's wet, britifta's a little bit wet, yet fresh. Shrashi chosla mechel. Then it's edible. That's why it's chayv and olam. For all the yaveshta. Here we're talking about you wait until it's dried out already, then it's very, very strong and burns you, then you put on Yom Kippur. Omalei revinu lamreima. I have omalei avnachman. Avnachman said like this. Hi himlato. Somebody eats himlato, which the main ingredient is ginger. It's a type of a food made up, it has zingvul, has ginger inside it. So Yosim Mivei Hinduya, comes from India, is Shar Yishno, you're allowed to eat it. Omavarchin Olei Bar Pi Adama. If you eat it, you have to make a bracha, Bar Pi Adama. So how could you tell me if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur? Your potter, here you see it's edible. You have to make a Bar Pi Adama. If it would be not edible, you wouldn't make a bracha. For sure not a Bar Pi Adama, maybe a shakom, but you wouldn't have to make a Bar Pi Adama. Trashi. A Hilmata means Litrugia. Shemafatmim b'samim ketushim b'dvash. You put this b'samim, the ginger, you put it into honey. V'vei henduya, mi'eretz kush. Shai is a trash. What do you mean it's mutter? V'ein boi mishum bishulochim. You don't have to be afraid that the goyim cooked it. You can't eat something a goy cooked up. Why? So why is it mutter? Shenechol kamay shuchai. That is the kasha. You see it's nechol when it's raw. Anything that's edible when it's raw, even if a goy goes and cooks it up, there's no way to bishulachim. V'loi mishum gyulinochim. Why aren't we afraid when the goyim and Indians cooked it up there? Why aren't we afraid they cooked it up with their chaza pots and now some tam chaza went into the ginger here? The nice of tam lefgam. Because the tam that goes into ginger, that tam is lefgam. Doesn't taste good. Or else, maybe because any b'nei yoyma, you know, with them on goyisha pots, usually they waited a day since the last time they used it. Now, me, the koma, ain't by mishum bishon ochrim, since the Gemara has to say it's mutter, means there's no iser, even though a guy cooked it. Why? Shmamina derech losa keshuchai. You have to tell me because really it's edible when it's raw. So you see this ginger, you could eat when it's raw. That's why a guy cooks it up, it's mutter for us to eat it. So b'zayit shver, how could you tell me on Yom Kippurim? Your potter, why your potter? It's edible. And the Gemara the same teretz. Lekasha. If it's still a little bit wet, fresh, then takra is edible. But we're talking about when it's dried out, then it's not edible on Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbonin. Ochal Oli Kanan. If you ate the leaves of reeds, potter, eat it on Yom Kippur, your potter is not royal achila. You have no hano, it doesn't take away your hunger pains. Lul Vegafanin. You eat the leaves though of the vineyards from the grapes, then chayiv, you are chayiv. Elohen Lul Vegafanim. What's called Lul Vegafanim? What's called the leaves here that you chayiv? Or Rav Yitzchok Megadlom called Shalav Lavoi Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. I mean, it first started to blossom on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, on Yom Kippur now, it's come out only 10 days old. Since it's only very fresh, very young ones, then they're edible, they taste good, and if you're on Yom Kippur, you chayiv, because it takes away your hunger pains. Strashim Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, Avolav Lavoi Koidim Rosh Hashanah. Let's say it started to blossom before Rosh Hashanah, it's more than 10 days old, then these leaves become a little bit hard. Then it's called part of the vine. It's not called the fruit. It's not edible. Then it's called an eitz. It's called the part of the tree. So that's what we say. Yechayv and Yom Kippur is only but just blossomed just recently. The Mar of Rav Kano. Rav Kano says no. Rav Kano Amar Kol Shloshim Yoim. Not only 10 days did it blossom, but even if it started to blossom 30 days ago, also Yechayv. It's still edible. Still called edible. More than 30 days, then his masmu comes very strong. But less than 30 days, he holds even 30 days still Yechayv. Matani Kavosu the Rav Yitzchok Migadlo that Ochal Olei Kani and Potter. If you eat the leaves of the reeds, you potter on Yom Kippur. But Lul Vegafanim. If you eat the leaves though of the vineyards, then Chayiv. Eluhen Lul Vegafanim. Of which leaves are Yechayv? Only very, very fresh ones that they only blossom between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. They're only like 10 days old, therefore it's mutter, it's called edible. Right, the Mishnah says then, Shosu Tziro Marayas Potter. If you drink the juice that comes out of the fish, it's not drinkable, it doesn't take away crunch your thirst, therefore you potter. So the Gemara says, Diyah Kachayim Etz Chayif. Master, if you drink vinegar though, you chayif on Yom Kippurim. Why? Is Masni Samani Rebbe? You have to say now. Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yomer Chaimetz Meishiv as a Nefesh. If somebody drinks vinegar, yes, it makes you feel good. It's Meishiv as a Nefesh. It gets back your heart. You feel good. So Grashim of Atlas Inui. It'll take away your pains if you're thirsty and you drink vinegar. Rebbe holds yes, it takes away your thirst. Meishiv as a Nefesh. Dorash Rav Gidlo Bar Menashe Mibei the Norish. We don't pasquin like Rebbe. No, chaymit doesn't satisfy you, doesn't make you quench your thirst. You potter on Yom Kippur. That's the way of Gidol pasquin. He the dashin as well. Dashin for everybody. So what happened now? Liyashana the next year, next Yom Kippur, nafke kuli alma. Everybody in his city went out. Mozgu they mixed together vinegar and water. Vishosu they all drank vishosu chal and they drank the vinegar on Yom Kippur. Hey, last year we have Gidol dashin that you're allowed to drink. That the Enoch Rebbe, we don't pass him like Rebbe. If you drink vinegar, it does not make you as a nefesh. So therefore, you're not chayv on Yom Kippurim. So everybody thought he meant to say you're allowed to drink it. So they even took water and mixed it up with water and they drank on Yom Kippur. Is Shama Rav Gidl? Rav Gidl heard what was going on. The Yikpud got very angry. Omri said like this: Hey, Modi Amriano, when did I say if you drink vinegar, we don't hold like Rebbe? We hold your potter the Yevit. If a person drank it on Yom Kippur, I say he's not chayiv koris. But yevad yepoter. Avol lechatchila miyamri. That I say that lechatchila at the beginning, you're allowed to go and drink it. Habad, I'm also asking you shouldn't stop and go ahead and drink it. It's no good. And by the time of the yamri, I know when did I say purta? Only a little bit, I only said. Avatuva miyamri, did I say a lot I never said? And by the time of the yamri, I know chai. When did I say you could drink vinegar on Yom Kippurim? Only chai, only if it's ruah. Of a mozug miyamri, if you want to mix it together, that I never said. So Meli got angry. The Azoy right, he wasn't mati. He wasn't mati to drink it diluted with water. That he wasn't mati. Yeah. So the Mishnah. See, Atinoikis ain't.